Chapter 1 of Greek and Roman Ghost Stories. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Timothy Ferguson. Greek and Roman Ghost Stories by Lacey Collison Morley. Chapter 1. The Power of the Dead to Return to Earth. Though there is no period at which the ancients do not seem to have believed in a future life, continual confusion prevails when they come to picture the existence led by man in the other world, as we see in the 6th book from the Aeneid. Combined with the elaborate mythology of Greece, we are confronted with the primitive belief of Italy, and doubtless of Greece too, a belief supported by all the religious rites in connection with the dead, that the spirits of the departed live on in the tomb with the body. As cremation gradually superseded burial, the idea took shape that the soul might have an existence of its own, altogether independent of the body, and a place of abode was assigned to it, in a hole in the centre of the earth, where it lived on in eternity with other souls. This latter view seems to have become the official theory, at least in Italy, in classical days. In the gloomy, horrible Etruscan religion, the shades were supposed to be in the charge of the conductor of the dead, a repulsive figure, always represented with wings and long matted hair and a hammer, whose appearance was afterwards imitated in the dress of the man who removed the dead from the arena. Surely something may be said for Gaston Bozio's suggestion that Dante's Tuscan blood may account to some extent for the gruesome imagery of the Inferno. Cicero tells us it was generally believed that the dead lived on beneath the earth, and special provision was made for them in every Latin town in the Mundus, a deep trench which was dug before the Pomerium was traced, and regarded as the particular entrance to the lower world for the dead of the town in question. The trench was vaulted over so that it might correspond more or less with the sky, a gap being left in the vault which was closed up with the stone of the departed, the lapis manalis. Corn was thrown into the trench, which was filled up with earth, and an altar erected over it. On 3 solemn days in the year, the 25th of August, the 5th of October, and the 8th of November, the trench was opened and the stone removed, the dead thus once more having free access to the world above, where the usual offerings were made to them. These provisions clearly show an official belief that death did not create an impassable barrier between the
sample complete. Ready to continue?